Today is Wednesday, June 9th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I'm not really sure what to talk about today. I loved those lettuce wraps so much. I was trying to figure out what to make for dinner tonight, and I don't want to put a lot of effort in, and it was a really simple recipe, and I just couldn't think of anything else to make. But it called for water chestnuts, and I put walnuts in it because I didn't have any water chestnuts, and I thought, you know, I just will put walnuts. But the thing about it is, water chestnuts have 0 points on Weight Watchers, and walnuts have, like, I don't know, 6 points per a fourth of a cup. So I got quite a few points by putting walnuts instead of water chestnuts. So I'm going to make it tonight, but after we walk, we're going to go to the store and I'm going to buy a can of water chestnuts. And I thought cilantro might be nice in it as well. So I'm going to get some cilantro. And that's what I'm having for dinner. So I was avoiding this because I don't like to do what people say that I'm going to do, but I can't. Also, I was trying to stop talking about work, because again, if my coworkers start listening in on on work items, or if they start listening into my podcast, because the more I come out to more people, and the more I say, oh yeah, I'm a podcaster, the more they're going to Google me. And they're eventually going to find, they're going to find this somehow. I mean, I know they are. And so I don't know. I feel like I shouldn't talk about work because somebody's going to hold it against me. And because we're all working from home and I've got this studio, they can all see that I have a microphone and acoustic foam and a camera and that's better than a webcam and like all of this stuff. And so I was like, oh, I like your setup, you know, and I've got the neon lights. And I mean, that's not really related to podcasting, but they're like, man, we love your, is that a studio you're in? Or like, what are you doing? Anyway, regardless. Oh, one update before I go into that. I have a gnat, and I think I talked about this the other day on one of my shows. I don't know, but it may have been mixed minus. I don't even remember at this point, but I literally have these, and I know what they, I've looked them up, and they're called, now I can't remember what they're called, but they're called, I can't talk. I'm so sorry. The name that they use that's not the official name, but it's a slang, and there's a word for it, and I can't think of words. But anyway, they are commonly referred to as coffin gnats or coffin flies, and they're tiny. They look like little fruit flies or gnats, but they look like, if you look at them really close, they look like they've got a little bit of a humpback. And they run across the table or across the monitor or across, they run, but they also fly, but they also run across things. Well, I have those. We had them last year. They went away during the winter time for some reason. I thought I had gotten rid of them. And then because we did have a pest control guy that came out several times and I said, hey, I have these things, these gnats. Can you get rid of them? And so he sprayed something into the drain, into the sinks and all that kind of stuff. And he said, this should help. And when it started getting warm again, all of a sudden they came back. And it's funny because we have gnats downstairs, but I have these coffin flies upstairs. I don't know if there's a dead body in my wall somewhere or what, but anyway, he's flying around my face because I read somewhere that these things like carbon dioxide. So the reason they'll fly around your face and annoy the hell out of you is because when you're talking or breathing, I guess either one, you're expelling a lot of carbon dioxide. And so these gnats will fly around my microphone when I'm trying to record because I'm breathing out carbon dioxide while I'm talking, or my breath stinks. I don't know. So I have a gnat flying, this coffin fly thing, it's flying around my head right now. I keep like waving it away. That was an aside, but so work. So I had a presentation that I had to give, and we've been preparing for this for like a month and a half. We have a so now that I'm a product manager, the product group has a product meeting, and one of the big VPs is on this call. And part of the reason for the call is so he can get an update weekly on the products, on all the products, and what's going on, and et cetera, et cetera. And we're all challenged. We're supposed to give an update at least once a year on our product. And I have multiple products, so I'm going to have to do this more than once. So, well, this particular VP is known to offer a lot of feedback and ask a lot of questions during these things. But they pack them in because we have a lot of product owners. So this is only maybe a 45-minute meeting, and they will pack in 3 to 4 presentations. And they'll say, oh, you only get 10 minutes. And I was worried about that because I'm a talker. And I can't get much done in 10 minutes. And I had 6 slides. Well, you know, maybe that's too many slides. I don't know. But I had worked with my manager. And I knew that he was going to ask too many questions. Now, it's funny because I also ask a lot of questions. And I had been complaining about this to my boss. I was saying, I'm sure I said this on Geeky Gay at some point. My boss at one point had told me he thinks I ask too many questions in meetings and I should really respect people's time and make sure that I really think about my questions before I ask them and maybe even email some of them or chat with people after the meeting instead of asking them during the meeting. And it offended me so much because I've always been told my questions were great and everyone loved my questions and there's no stupid question and I should be able to ask questions. And I really was upset when he said that and I'm sure I mentioned it on Geeky Gay. So then I was telling him the other day, I was saying, and he's now my boss's boss because now we've gotten I have a female boss that's under him but we still talk. And because he's still, you know, my boss, but he's just, there's now someone in between us. But we were talking the other day and I was like, oh man, this VP just, I said, I know he talks so much during these presentations and no one ever is able to finish their presentation because he talks so much and he asks so many questions. And then I thought, oh my God, I'm complaining about something that I do. So I thought, I'm going to be brilliant. This is going to be a wonderful presentation. I'm going to be brilliant. Oops. Wrong button. That's the right one. I'm going to be brilliant. Stupid gnat just tried to fly in my mouth again. Anyway, I'm going to be brilliant and I've only got 10 minutes out of this 45-minute meeting. And I have one of my colleagues is going after me. I didn't want to disrespect him and not take his time. And I didn't want to take his time. So I said at the beginning of my talk, I don't usually get nervous either. I talk, I podcast every day. I talk on State of the Station. I talk at work. I usually do not get very nervous when I am giving a presentation, but I knew this was the first time I had presented as a product manager, and this VP has never heard me talk, yada, yada, yada. And so I was nervous. I was so nervous about it. And so I start my talk off. I had talked to a colleague of mine and I had said, hey, would you take notes if anyone asked questions in the chat? Would you write them down and then send them to me? That way I can email answers to people later. This was my brilliant idea. So I said at the beginning of my talk, I said, hey, everyone, I only have 10 minutes. I feel like a lot of your questions are going to be answered in my slides, but I need to be able to get to them. So what I'm asking of you, everyone on the call, is if you have questions or comments, would you please put them in the chat? And I shouldn't say names, I guess, but my colleague is going to take those down and And then if I can't get to them at the end of my presentation, then I will email folks right after the meeting, and I'll have, and if we need a follow-up, I'll schedule a follow-up, et cetera, et cetera. So I start my first slide, literally the first slide. And the VP butts in and says, I need to change our mission statement for this product. That it was too wordy and it needs to be simpler, and feedback. Not even a question. Feedback. I get to the next slide. More feedback, air quotes. And I'm getting so and I'm trying to smile. I'm on camera. I wear my emotions on my sleeve, so it's very difficult for me. I don't know how to respond because some of the stuff he's saying is not even questions. It's just like verbal diarrhea. It's just feedback, which, sure, I mean, technically, he's my boss's 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 boss or something. And so maybe not that. I'm probably not that far removed from him. I think there's maybe three people between me and him. But anyway. So, yeah, I mean, I should, his, whatever he says should be valued by me, because what he wants is what he gets, right? But at the same time, I only had 10 minutes, and I kept trying to say, well, I would love to do a deeper dive with you. I could set up a meeting. And you know, at one point I said, oh, you know, I'm almost out of time. I've got to wrap this up for, you know, the next presentation. And the guy who was giving the next presentation said, oh, take your time. And then other people started talking, and it was just, I was so frustrated. And at one point I was trying to answer a question that he asked, and I was so frustrated. And I don't even know what I said that sounded confrontational or frustrated or whatever. But he said, he's like, well, that went from 0 to 100, or you didn't have to go from 0 to 100 talking to me. And I was like, oh, I was thinking, oh my God, I just got emotional in a presentation. And he thinks I'm going from 0 to 100. Not a good first impression. What do you do? And afterwards, I gave feedback to my manager. I said, you know, I don't think it's very respectful of these folks when I clearly ask them that when I say I only have 10 minutes, please put your comments in the chat, and then they just ignore it. And I don't know. I mean, what are you going to do? And then I feel like it didn't go well. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.